This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines. Speaking of digital currency, so did you see that Tom Brady got back his 600th ball, right? That apparently Mike Evans screwed up and gave in the first place. And, you know, the talk has been, well, wait a minute, man, he could have gotten a lot, this and that. And I personally would have given him back to Tom Brady. And I would figure that they're going to reward me, right? And I know some people are saying, well, you can put it up for auction, get a half a million, three quarters of a million, $2 million, whatever it is. And so at that moment, I would have done the right thing because that's important to him. And, you know, I didn't earn that ball. In a way, I get the world we live in. It's greedy. It's self-centered. It's selfish. It's just a world that we have no. We show very little common decency towards each other, no matter what our stature is. And that's the problem with a lot of people. That you look at Tom Brady and you look at where he is in life, and obviously he's got all the championships. He's got the beautiful wife, the perfect family, and. The guy's a winner. He's the goat of all goats, right? And say, oh, he doesn't need that. That's important to him, dude. He's the first guy ever to do that. And nobody may ever do that again to get 600 touchdowns, to be around this long like he has. You know what I'm saying? So they gave it back to him. And I got to tell you, I think I'm a guy that believes in karma and that if you're good overall to people, eventually it'll come to you. I'm not saying it always happens because we all have bad luck in life and Lord knows I've had my share of bad breaks, but overall, I still believe in good karma and it comes back to you. I believe that if you have bad karma constantly, you're going to get it back in return. I'm a strong believer of that. And so the guy ended up giving him the ball back. So people are wondering, what did he end up with? Well, it ends up becoming, I think, pretty cool. He gets two signed Brady jerseys, which you could sell those down the line, and they're probably going to go for a lot of money once he retires. Wait till he gets into the Hall of Fame, and you're going to get a maniac Bucks fan, whatever, to pay a moon for it, or maybe a Patriot fan who has – maybe the Patriot fan has a signed Brady jersey as a Patriot, and he wants to go get a signed Bucks jersey to put it up. Some people have plenty of money. He gets a signed Brady Bucks helmet, which he could probably sell – for a boatload of money. So he's got three items he can sell or keep. He gets a Mike Evans jersey and cleats. You could sell that too. He gets $1,000 to shop at the Bucks shop. Cool. He gets two season tickets for this season and next season. And Tom Brady added one Bitcoin, $63,000. Let that thing sit there. And it's going to go to several hundred thousand dollars. Just let the Bitcoin sit there, dude. Don't touch it. Let it sit there. It's going to be at 100,000 soon, and it's going to go to a couple hundred thousand down the line. So you're going to get your money either way. Good karma, man. Good for him. I would have done the same thing. And I would have been happy as hell, man. You want to give me a Bitcoin? Let's go, baby. Bitcoin. Yeah. Don't forget, invest in Ethereum. Not a financial advisor. Just a guy that loves crypto. And a little Cardano action, of course. Those are three of my major coins that I hold.